T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're in here with us on a Thursday morning. It is Thursday, right? Am I not behind today?
It is.
That's good. It's Thursday. It's weird. It feels like a Wednesday to me. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love that when you're a day ahead. The worst is when it's actually Wednesday and you think that it's Thursday.
That's probably true. That is a very true fact. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good weekend. I hate the fact that it's going to rain all day tomorrow. That stinks. I got a bunch of stuff I got to get done, including some yard work, and we're going to have potentially severe weather tomorrow. I don't think it's like the last round that came through, but what do our friends at Channel 4 call it now? A first alert weather day tomorrow.
Get the crews out, let just all the folks case. Know it's raining, and they should stay inside.
I guess I'll have to skip my nap today and try to get some of that stuff done today instead of tomorrow. Mm. Wow. You know, every day you see another assault in this country on the Constitution, in my opinion, and we slip further and further backwards into banana republic kind of crap in this country. And the reason I bring that up today is on the way into work this morning, I'm listening to, and I've got some of the sound for you too, I promise, but I'm listening to some of the explanations as to why the, again, leftist Democrat attorney general in the state of Arizona has now decided to bring charges against a slate of electors who were elected 4 years ago and named Donald Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator in this case. And it is like walking up to Chris Rock, if you're Will Smith, and just smacking him right in the face. That's how obnoxious this stuff is. Listen, folks, if a serious crime had taken place in November of 2020, charges would have been filed immediately, not 3.5 years later. They haven't been investigating this for 3.5 years. They started investigating it, I don't know, 5 months ago when they wanted one more issue they could bring before voters before November of this year. And now we have a situation where this elected attorney general is going on TV and alleging some attempt to defraud the voters of Arizona. It's obnoxious is what it is. And it should just further drive home the point that you've got a group of people in this country who don't want Donald Trump to be reelected, and they'll do anything to try to stop that. Because if Donald Trump was not running for president, this indictment would never have happened. No, they would have considered no potential crime committed as long as Donald Trump wasn't trying to regain the presidency of the United States.
That's absolutely true.
We all know
that to be true. I feel like even somebody the most liberal would acknowledge that there's just no way. They wouldn't care enough to put him through all of this.
Well, like the attorneys general, liberal Democrats in Colorado and Maine, they are hateful, vindictive people who go out and do exactly what they accuse Donald Trump of trying to do if he was to get reelected, which was to go after his political enemies. That's all this is. Period. End of discussion. And I'll let you hear a little bit from this maniac this morning, because she's just so calm. You just need to understand why we've done this. They were trying to disenfranchise Arizona voters. Hogwash is what that is. Complete and utter hogwash. But we'll get into it this morning. It's crazy. Yesterday they had Supreme Court hearings. Today they're going to have more Supreme Court hearings. It's going to be it's going to be crazy in Washington, D.C. again today, because today they'll be talking about whether or not there's presidential immunity, and they'll be debating that, and we won't get any answers from the court immediately, so there'll be plenty more speculation for you before the day is over. We will get to Jim Towne a little later. We're going to talk about Nick Schroer, and we're going to talk to Nick Schroer about this bill that was passed going to the governor's desk now to strip any funding for Planned Parenthood for Medicaid, right? And this bill was introduced in the Senate. It passed. It passed the House yesterday. It's going to the governor's desk. Nick is the one that has been carrying this bill for a couple of years in the Senate, and they finally got it passed. We're going to talk to him about all the details on it coming up at about 7:35. But first, let's get to the shortlist card.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Think about the guys you grew up with, you'd like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left. I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
Sure sounded like it. Are you going to take him behind the barn again? Is that what he used to say when he was on the campaign trail? Could you imagine if he threw a punch at Donald Trump? I just can't.
The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more.
Prime Minister of Israel, in the middle of conducting a war, is watching his greatest ally fumble the ball when it comes to anti-Semitic protests on campuses across the country.
Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh. Couple of protesters at New York University who are actually from down the street at Columbia admitting that they don't really know why they're there.
Now, this legislation heads to the governor's desk. Parson will review this bill like any other, and he will make a decision once it goes through that thorough review process.
Sounded like Emily Manley there, didn't it? Talking about the Missouri bill to kick Planned Parenthood off of Medicaid payments. And, they're mad. Boy, is the left mad down in Jeff City. The liberal Democrats who couldn't stop this from happening across the country, right? Like, they're debating whether or not they can stop. The federal law would allow doctors to do abortions in Idaho, where they banned abortion effectively. This is coming up all over the place because these debates are happening at the state level where they ought to be happening, right? Listen to this story and exactly what this bill would do. Go to cut 12, please.
It's been a Republican priority that we've heard about for years, denying abortion providers and their affiliates from receiving Medicaid reimbursements. Courts in the past have blocked attempts from the General Assembly to try to defund Planned Parenthood. But this legislation is a different approach, one that GOP members think will finally stick.
Not only do we believe that life is precious, but, you know, the institution of abortion hurts women.
Even though abortion is already illegal in Missouri, Republicans plan to stop state dollars from going to any facility associated with the procedure.
It very much does what we initially intended it to do, which is to defund abortion providers and their affiliates.
This comes after the Missouri Supreme Court has twice ruled lawmakers cannot deny Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood through the budget. But this bill is a standalone version outside the budget process. Now, this legislation heads to the governor's desk. I asked his office what his plan is moving forward, and they tell me that Parson will review this bill like any other, and he will make a decision once it goes through that thorough review process.
Yeah, he'll sign it.
I mean, here's the thing. We've seen the video that was leaked showing them trying to help a teenager, a young girl, maybe like 13 years old, travel out of state for an abortion. And that's really the argument here, is these Planned Parenthoods thrive off of giving abortions. If you took away that ability at the Planned Parenthood clinics nationwide, not just in Missouri,
yes,
a vast majority of them, I believe, will shut down. That is the moneymaker for them.
Yeah, that's the big lie that is, Planned Parenthood.
If you look at all the local outlets, including STL Today, you're going to see how they provide other services such as cancer screenings and testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections and birth control and annual wellness exams. Sure, maybe they do that, but I'm telling you, that is a fraction of what they actually do there. And they're using that language to shame anybody for saying that they want to take away any sort of government funding from them.
Yeah. Well, we'll put in a request to get the governor on here. I don't know if he'll join us while he's debating this or not, but we'll ask. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't sign it, but we don't know for sure at this point, I guess. All right, let's get to a quick break. Got Kim on a Whim coming up at the bottom of the hour. Carl Middleman, who is providing our national anthem?
Well,
today?
Mark, it's the anniversary of Billy Joel having his third car accident, so we're going to give you the choice, Mark. Hockey, football, or baseball, Billy Joel? Pick one.
I'll go with the baseball, Billy Joel.
The 2000 World Series, Billy Joel. Nice. Singing our national anthem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Yeah, one of my favorites there. Ron Burgundy yesterday. Ron Burgundy.
That's a pretty good impersonation.
Thank you. Thank you. I've watched it numerous times. It's like the Rocky movie. It doesn't matter which version of it. If I'm surfing the channels and I see Anchorman, I'm watching it.
Yeah, we all have those
can't
movies.
Help myself.
What about Anchorman 2, Mark?
It wasn't my favorite, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
If you
I thought
worked
it got
in
a little...
cable news, you understood.
Yeah,
Anchorman
you did.
2.
You did. If you lived in that era, it was a good. I don't know, like caricature of that era of television.
Who's
going
to want to watch news for 24 hours a day?
But it is funny how people think there's this huge rivalry with TV stations. I remember people asking me that when I was a reporter. I'm like, I mean, yeah, there's competition. You want to be the first one to get the story because certainly there's pressure from your managers, but it's not like you're an all-out brawl and you're running to the scene to make sure that you're the first one.
Right.
I never did
with
that.
With a Triton.
I did carry a Triton. Yeah, I did have that.
That was.
I'm like waiting for your reaction. Like, do I need to clarify that that's a joke?
Oh, great, Odin's Raven.
Yeah, that was the part of the movie that I probably
that was
disliked
just
the most.
The cameos.
Yeah, well,
it was
I mean,
cameo.
The cameo was okay, but like the war in the park just really got out of hand.
That escalated quickly.
that escalated quickly. Anyway, there's a reason that I play all this. And, you know, the guy sits down with Ron Berg and he goes, Ron, this is really great. We're going to start a 24-hour cable news channel. Well, we'll have news on 24 hours a day, to which Ron Burgundy says,
that is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It is nice to hear the context behind that, because I've seen
Anchorman 2.
Well, I've seen the movies. I didn't like Anchorman 2 as much either, but I don't remember what was said before he made that comment. Yeah. But I hear you play it all the time.
They're sitting in a booth, and he's like, we got this great concept. You're going to be on cable news 24 hours a day. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And, of course, he takes the job, and the rest is history. So there's a reason that I played this for you today, because Ron Burgundy famously at the end of Anchorman 1, to circumvent him, to destroy his career, his love interest puts in the copy at the end, blank you, San Diego, and he reads it, because you're not supposed to read what's in the teleprompter without the words going through your brain first, or it can get you in trouble.
Yes.
Ask our friend Corey at Channel 4 ask the anchor in San Francisco about the Korean Airlines plane
too
accident.
Low, yeah. Bing, bang, bong.
And this is what your president of the United States did yesterday. Listen.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
I just tweeted about that, and I'm like, whoever writes in the teleprompter, stop writing words like pause, stop, break. You need to write like an ellipsis. Just do the dot, 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 because
please
you
clap.
Can't read that.
Please clap.
Stop writing words.
In a teleprompter, those instructions are in like in parentheses. So if you come up against something that's in parentheses that says, like, Mark or Kim, that means Mark's supposed to read this, Kim's supposed to read that. I'm not supposed to say the word Mark or Kim. It's in parentheses. In this case, he was supposed to look at the crowd to start a chant for four more years, and then he was supposed to pause while they continued it, but instead he read the word. He's toast, folks. He should be in a senior living community, not in the White House. Good Lord. We'll be back in just a minute with Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim.
We all know that if we're applying for a job, it's important to look the part. What do they say? Dress for the job you want? Is that the saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. You should just know that by now. Well, there was this person who went on, of course, TikTok, and was very upset that she was denied a job at TJ Maxx. Go TJ Maxx, by the way. Love TJ Maxx. Here's why. She believes it was because of her tattoos and her piercings. Now, let me just tell you what she had, okay? Some of her visible designs, and when I say visible, I mean like basically on her face. Like you couldn't wear a shirt or a nice blazer and cover it up. They included a skull with horns on her neck, solid black patches on her arms, and a pattern on her forehead. She also has multiple facial piercings, including a large silver ring. I think it's like hanging from her nose. You know, what are those things called? The earrings where like you
gauges.
Gauges, thank you. Where like you increase the size every time and then it's like a huge hole in your ears. She has that. I wish I could show you guys the picture. Maybe
similar
I can post
to the
it on
space between your ears if you do that. But
yeah,
ahead.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then it looks like she has like these horn looking things coming out of her forehead. Her entire face is covered in tattoos. And then she has pink hair. Okay. I don't have a problem with tattoos, but I'm sorry. You represent a company, especially if you're going to be working in a job like TJ Maxx, where I imagine her role would have been customer engagement, checking customers out. That's going to come off a little bit intense to people. Of course, she goes back to TJ Maxx. She complains, you know, you clearly didn't hire me because of my tattoos. And they're like, ma'am, that's not it. You just didn't have enough experience. But then when she went to TikTok and complained about it, which, by the way, got 7.4 million views of people watching her complain, one HR supervisor said, there's no way any company would put you in front of customers. And, and said, I can tell you, it is the facial piercings and the tattoos. I have no problem with the company being like, yeah. Now, obviously, the company can't sit there and tell somebody, it's your tattoos, that's why we're not hiring you. But I personally believe that is, that's a valid reason. I'm sorry, if you're representing the company and you kind of look like you have Satan horns coming out of your head, people don't want... You can't have that. Like you that's just not what a company wants to represent them.
You have to understand societal norms. And if you choose to differentiate yourself because of that, you will lose job opportunities as a result. The sign says long-haired freaky people need not apply. Know that lyric there, Carl? And It was reflective of the time of when hippies were the outcasts in society in America, and the song is making fun of that. Thank you. Wait for it. Here it goes.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply.
Yeah.
So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why.
So this is a
fantastic voice, Mark.
Perfect example of that. This is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
You choose, if you choose to mark up yourself like that in such a way, don't be self-conscious about it. Just understand there will be repercussions because people may not want you being the face of their company. And TJ Maxx is... there's nowhere you can hide. You can't stick this person in the stock room so nobody has to stare at them. Do you think she wonders why people stare at her?
Probably, but she probably thinks that they're just being judgmental.
Is it tat shaming? What do they call it? I mean, is it like fat shaming? Are you tat shaming her if you stare at her face because she was dumb enough to put horns in her forehead?
I mean, I'm not trying to take the conversation this way, so I'll just make this one comment.
Okay.
It's like women who wear extremely revealing clothing, and then they're like, why are they staring at me?
I couldn't say that.
I can't stop staring at you. I don't want to, but I can't. My eyeballs just go there. Like, why do people get upset when people look at them when they intentionally do something that draws attention?
Sometimes you just can't look away.
I want to look away, and yeah, it's like a magnet. It just goes there.
That's the argument I made when the NFL was still banned women from the locker room. Remember that?
That was a good time. I miss the times when. Yeah.
So the female sports reporter said it's not fair. The men get to go into the locker room and do interviews right after the game, and the women don't. Well, that's because these large men, who are 6'8", 6'9", 7 feet tall, who play football in the NFL, walk around. They come out of the shower buck naked, and they stand in front of you and do interviews after the game.
Yeah.
I've been in there. I've seen it happen. Right?
I would not do that as a journalist.
If you're a heterosexual person, or not, but in this case, if you're a heterosexual person, as a female, standing in front of this 6'8" individual trying to interview him after a game, and he's standing there with his dangling participle hanging out, there is no way, peripherally or not, that you're not staring at it. There's no way you're not noticing that. Because if I went into a female locker room and all the women, and I'm attracted to women, were standing around buck naked, there's no way my eyes would not notice that. You can't get around it. The answer was, well, we'll just make them all go into... wait till they're dressed. Everybody will have to wait till they're dressed and interview them afterwards. Or you're going to have to give them time to shower and put clothes on before we let the reporters into the locker room. And that's kind of the change they had to make.
And I agree with that.
And that's fine.
I think that they should be clothed
but
when
they
the
used
women
to not
are,
be.
I know. I can't even imagine going and doing an interview like that.
Point getting back to the fact that you can't not see something. You can't act like it's not there. These people want to pretend like they're not weirdos or freaks. But for those of us who haven't tatted up our face, there's no way you're not staring at somebody who has.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they do it for that reason.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
Am
attention.
I wrong?
Well, I mean, I don't have any tattoos, so I would imagine that might be one of the reasons why people do it. I guess people have different reasons. I know some people have very sentimental tattoos.
Right.
But if you're doing what I'm describing with this woman, where it is like full body, like her entire face and neck are almost completely tatted up, I don't think that's a sentimental one. She has like skulls and stuff. I don't think she has a sentimental attachment to skulls.
I'm not saying it about all tattoos. I'm saying it about people who, I mean, I don't understand.
You're talking about
why,
like, dramatic.
I don't understand why you'd want sleeves or whatever they call them.
Yes,
but people do that.
Yeah.
But there's no way, if you see that person without a shirt on or in a short sleeve shirt, there's no way that you're not staring at it because it's designed to attract attention.
Yeah.
You can deny it if you want, but that's what it's designed to do.
I was always told, don't get a tattoo on my right wrist. Not that I thought about one, but I remember someone telling me that because that's the hand you extend out to shake a hand.
Huh.
So if you're in a professional setting and you go to shake someone's hand and say it's the middle of summer and you have a short sleeve shirt on, that's one of the things that they're going to see.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who actually have those tattoos, and some of them have been very tasteful. So I don't know. Again, I wouldn't get one, but I wouldn't get one there.
Not my cup of tea, and I don't care if you do it or not. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, if that's
what
you want
to do. Did you get your mama's boy tattoo taken off, or do you still have that? No, okay. I'm not telling people that.
Yeah. Laser removal is amazing, though. Yeah. But you can't expect, like, this girl, there's no way she went in and interviewed for a retail job and didn't think that might have some impact on her chances of getting that
job. I don't think that she did. She was in denial about it. But here's what's funny. Then these people who go on a social platform like TikTok in this case and complain about it. I'm like, well, now your video's gone viral of you blasting a company. Now your attitude is going to be probably enough of a reason for another company to deny you, even if you were sitting behind the scenes and having no interaction with any sort of customer.
That's okay.
People might be like, I did see that viral video of you publicly bashing a company and having a very terrible attitude about it. So that's my reasoning now why I'm not hiring you.
There's always Starbucks.
Think about the repercussions, people.
There's always Starbucks or Target. She'll get a job somewhere.
Oh, Starbucks would be a nice option.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice horned barrister. I mean, we all need one of those, right?
Kind of, how many pumps of
latte?
I don't even know. People go in there and they're like, I'd like 4 pumps of this shaken upside down. Like, the orders that people have at Starbucks are I don't even know. I'm like, can I just get a latte?
I do not spend my money personally at Starbucks. They don't have anything that I want. I have gone there though to pick up like a iced coffee or something for my daughter on my way to her house. And I'll make her call it in because I don't even know what to ask for when I walk in.
I know. They have really fancy orders that are intimidating.
I know. I just don't want to spend my money over there for sure. Interesting. Horned people getting turned down for jobs. Imagine that.
Shocking.
Shocking. It is shocking. All right. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk more about the Trump immunity case because yesterday the Supreme Court was considering the abortion issue in Idaho. Today, they're going to have another hearing with the audio of those always public on President Trump and whether or not he can claim presidential immunity. That's coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned.
I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's going to go a little viral there. This was a couple of young ladies who... one of them had her nose pierced with a little bull ring in it. You know, they used to use that to pull the bulls around where they wanted them to. And these days people think it's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
She had the nose ring in and she's protesting at NYU. And she's dumb enough to let somebody stick a TV camera in her face and say, why are you here? Well, to support Palestinians. But why are you here protesting NYU? And she didn't know. And then she looked at her fellow friend who had a mask on to hide her identity and stupidity, and she didn't know either. I wish I was more educated, she said.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not defending them at all, because the question was about an institution they didn't attend. These two girls were from Columbia. And they had been recruited to come down to NYU to protest without really knowing what the issues were at NYU. They're protesting Columbia because they want Columbia University to divest from any monies that come from Israel or any research or anything to do with Israel, period. And they just weren't sure what NYU was doing, if it was the same thing that Columbia was doing. But the sound is gold because they admit that they have no idea what they're there protesting for. Really? They
don't. Oh, yeah. I think that's indicative of a lot of these protesters. They don't really know why they're there. I saw a clip from Lawrence Jones on Fox yesterday morning. He was interviewing these people at this pro-Palestine fair, I guess they called it, in Wisconsin. And, of course, they're defending Gaza and a humanitarian and yada, 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 the typical arguments you hear. And he's like, but what about the fact that Hamas put babies in ovens and raped women? And they looked at each other and they're like, well, they didn't prove that, right? Like, no, I mean, they were very confused and kind of stumbling and they're kind of looking at each other like, didn't they refute that? That's not true, right? Yeah, no, that's not true. I mean, it's like they didn't even know that. And Lawrence Jones, thank goodness, he was like, no, that happened.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
That was a report that came out and was proven.
It's unfortunate that so many of them don't have the presence of mind to understand the issue before they go and protest it, right? The Gays for Palestine movement, if they tried that in Gaza prior to all of this happening, they would have been abducted in the middle of the night and either killed or tossed off a tall building. They have no idea. They just want to be attached to something that's anti-establishment. That's what their goal is. And they're too dense to realize what the issues are here.
I mean,
and then they want to latch on to the death toll that Hamas keeps lying about.
Yeah, I don't believe that death toll either. I just think this generation's all about some sort of cause, the social justice, that is their thing.
Listen to CNN's, in my opinion, biased question by Aaron Burnett. That's my take on it. You tell me what you think. She's talking to Mike Johnson. He went to speak yesterday in support of Jewish students at Columbia, and he got shouted down by these protesters. Here's Aaron Burnett's question to him about why is being pro-Palestine anti-Semitic.
Chanting was free Palestine. How is that anti-Semitic?
Well, what's anti-Semitic is that Hamas endorsed this protest today. Within the last 2 hours, they issued an endorsement statement and heralded the students here and said, this is the next generation of leadership in America. If you're getting endorsed by Hamas, that's not a good look. It's not a good sign. Some of these students apparently are unaware of the atrocities of October 7th, or they're denying it. They deny that women and children were brutally raped and murdered, that infants were placed into ovens and cooked alive. The things that happened there are unspeakable, and yet they're out there waving flags for the very people who committed those atrocities. This is not who we are.
Yeah, thank you. I thought Johnson handled that pretty well. If you chant free Palestine, it's the same as chanting from the river to the sea. The Palestinians don't believe Israel should exist. So they're not just chanting to help the people in Gaza who they think have been, you know, civilian casualties in the war on terror. That's not what they're protesting. They're protesting the existence of the Jewish homeland.
But I bet half of the people don't even know which river and sea they're chanting about.
No
and
idea.
Why they're chanting that.
No clue. No clue at all. So good for Mike Johnson standing up there. Coming back, we'll talk more about the Trump immunity hearing that's going to happen in front of the Supreme Court a little later today. We'll get to in other news, and then a little later, former Senator Jim Talent. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.